So the question for me, it's interesting, have that page three open in the service books, because it's interesting what the special prayer, the collect, does. It says something about what God wants for us, that he wants everyone to know him. We pray that, Heavenly Lord, you long for the world's salvation. And we're celebrating salvation this morning. We're celebrating the fact that you guys are wanting to say, we're known as Christians and we want to know people to know that we have been saved and we are followers of Jesus Christ. And then there's some lovely things about what God we ask God to do. Stir us from apathy. Start praying that in a Church of England church and it's really dangerous, isn't it? But it's all right because you then pray the next bit. Restrain us from excess. So nothing too much, really. And then revive in us a new hope that all creation will be healed. What do you hope for? What do you long for? You see, I think that's a big question for all of us. What do you hope for? In this election time, the manifesto I want to hear, and I haven't heard it yet from any of the parties, is we long for a new creation where the kingdom of God comes and there's new justice and hope for the world. And that's not actually what any of the politicians are offering, because only Jesus Christ can bring that. But what we hope for is the kingdom. What we hope for is that the stuff we believe in will come to fruition and we will know that God in Jesus Christ is remaking the world. The thing that Christians believe in most of all is the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is what God is doing among us and what God is bringing, and one day will bring in all its fullness when there's a new heavens and a new earth. So we pray for that new hope that all creation will be restored. But in the meantime, what do you live for? Because if that's our hope, if we're looking for this new heavens and new earth, if we're looking for new creation and God's kingdom come, what are you guys living for? Well, I know what you're living for, because you're going to tell us in the service. You're living for Jesus Christ, and you want Jesus Christ to be the center of your life. And we as Christians here at St. Stephen's believe that he is the answer to the world's problems. He's the answer in whom we believe and trust. What do you want to live for? You want to live for Jesus Christ. Now, Paul was writing to the Thessalonian Christians. It's one of the earliest letters that was written in the New Testament. It's written fairly soon after the resurrection. It's not one we read very often, but it was one of Paul's early letters. And he was faced with this big problem, because some of the Christians in Thessalonica thought, oh, we've believed in God, we follow Jesus Christ, we can put our feet up, because Jesus will come along in a few moments and he'll whisk us all away to be with him, and that's the end of things. And so actually he writes this letter and tells them, there are some people who are taking the mickey here. They're putting their feet up, they're not doing any work, they're not doing anything, because they think that Jesus has saved them, that's all there is. And Paul says, that's not how it is. We don't know when the end of the world will come. We don't know when the end of things will happen. And in the meantime, we've got to live for God and live for his kingdom. And what you're calling yourselves to live for, what we all call ourselves to live for, is what Jesus Christ has come to bring. And he says, look, this message is so dynamic, it's so transformative, that we want other people to hear about it. The message of the Lord is spreading and it's got to you. Read verse 1, the first verse here. As to other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us. The message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honoured, just as it was with you. That's what we do as a church. That's why we've got a parish system through St. Stephen's, which reaches out to all those round about us and says, we've got a message to tell about Jesus Christ. That's why we've got the missional community, the Grove community on the estate at Gurnell, because we believe that Jesus is so important that his message needs to go out everywhere. And that includes folk who've come to Christ through the message that's been preached and talked about here and on Gurnell. So the message is spreading, and you've said yes to it. You want to be followers of Jesus Christ. And this message, we believe, is so dynamic. It ought to be out there everywhere. Paul says it's got to spread rapidly and be honoured. No apathy. It's a really good message. It says, if you know your need of God, Jesus Christ died for you, He rose again from the dead for you, and he wants to come and live with you and show you his love and help you be a person who lives in his love and lives in his story day by day forever. It's not a bad little message, is it? It's what you've discovered. It's what's true. It's what's transformative. It's what, for all of us who are Christians, we believe happens in our lives. And then secondly, he says, and by the way, we do need to be delivered from evil. There's stuff in our lives, there's stuff in the world, which is not trying to build God's kingdom. It's not good for us. It's not going to help us. And we need to know we're delivered. Pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. Not everyone has faith. This is not the easiest climate to be a Christian in this country at the moment. Folk don't particularly like the faith. And so to live as a Christian is to be countercultural. There are folk who are listening to the message. There are others who think, well, Christians, they're a kind of passing breed. They're a faded brand. They've got nothing else to offer. And we've got to keep on saying to people, actually, no, the Christian brand is about Jesus, and he has everything to offer, and he transforms our lives. But beware that there are those who are trying to bring us down. And we're going to pray for you in the service that God will keep you faithful to him, deliver you from the stuff that comes and tries to mess up your life and enables you to live in the right way. And the reason why that's so good is that God is faithful. Verse 3 of the passage here. The Lord's faithful, he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. When I lay hands on you in the service, those of you who have been confirmed, I will say, confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit. Those being baptized, those being renewing your vows, you will be saying, I want to be people of a person who is filled with God's Spirit as I live day by day. Because the magic ingredient that we have, which enables us to overcome evil, is God's Spirit working through us and protecting us and enabling us. So God's faithfulness is there, and you need to know that. There'll be times when actually it's not so easy to be a Christian. Stuff at work, stuff at school, stuff in the community that you're doing. And you feel, well, actually, where's God in all this? And knowing that God is there and he's faithful is part of the Christian journey. It's part of the Christian deal. He's only a prayer away. He's only the scripture away. And you're strengthened day by day as you hold on to God and God holds on to you. That's his faithfulness. And then the last thing he says in this little opening bit is, we have confidence in the Lord that you're doing and will continue to do the things we command. Here's the deal. Being a Christian does involve stuff where God changes your life. Jesus Christ reserves the right to come and mess with your life in a good way. He says, I want you to love your neighbour. I want you to care for the poor. I want to be concerned for justice. I want to make sure that Christians are on the side of those who are advocating a change in policy on climate change. I want this world to thrive and to be full of justice and peace. And we're called to work for that. That's the manifesto that Jesus Christ offers to us. And that's what we're called to do. And so you will find that Jesus might call you to make some uncomfortable choices in terms of how you live. That's the deal for all of us who are Christians. We all know we have to face the fact that Jesus transforms and changes us. We have confidence in the Lord you're doing and will continue to do the things we command. May God direct your hearts into God's love and perseverance. That's the journey you're on. I hope you're not apathetic about it. I hope you're stirred from apathy. I hope you're full of, actually, a bit of excess. Not a little bit of excess never hurt anybody. Let's have some joy in all this. You know, God is going to do stuff in your lives that you cannot even begin to imagine right now. Because that's what happens when he takes hold of your life and starts transforming it. So let's get a bit enthusiastic about it, yeah? That's why we're going to cheer you when you go through that water. That's why we're going to praise God for what he's done in your lives, because this is transformative stuff, and I'm really glad that you're taking up the challenge of walking with God and Jesus Christ. Right, you can go to sleep for a moment. Everybody else. Just because I know there are sometimes folk who come to these services for whom this Christian stuff doesn't yet make sense. Or perhaps it once made sense and now you kind of tuned out because you had a row with God about stuff that went wrong in your lives and you're saying, no, I can't cope with this stuff. Or perhaps you've been in church but never really joined up in terms of saying, I want to be a part of this. Whatever reason you're here for, thank you for coming and supporting, particularly if you're parents and godparents and other people like that. But whatever reason you're here for, here's a little challenge to you. Not from me, but from them. Because they're taking God seriously. They're saying this stuff is real and true, and therefore it's worth being a part of. So if you're here and you're not quite sure where you are, you say, well, I'm not quite sure I'm a Christian, or I can't sign up to these things, or I'm not somebody who believes in this stuff for myself, it's too difficult, then folk here at St. Stephen's, Steve and the other ministers, would love to have a conversation with you about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. When's your next Alpha course?
Next year.
We have to wait for that. Yeah, don't wait that long. Come and talk to somebody. We would love you to discover the faith of God in Jesus Christ and make it real in your own life. And there are things that are stopping you from doing that at this stage in your life. It'd be a good chance for you to say, I want this to be as real for me as it is for these folk who have been baptized and confirmed this morning. End of commercial. But it's a real commercial because I believe in this stuff, and I think that if you haven't encountered God in Jesus Christ, then you ought to take the chance to do so. Final word to you. Thank you so much for being willing to go this journey with Jesus Christ. Remember, he's faithful. Remember, he will hold on to you. Remember that as you make your commitment to him, he's making a commitment to you. We want that message of Jesus to live in your life and go out to others. God bless you as you come to be confirmed or renew your vows or be baptized or whatever you're doing. Amen.